This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I've got Chad Stoller with me, who's with Organic, a digital marketing agency in San Francisco, where it's based. It also has offices in New York and Canada. And he's executive director for the Emerging Platform. So we're going to be talking all about mobile marketing and social media's impact on mobile. And for all of you, you know the mobile phone is the link to the movement from the network society to connected one. And so Chad's going to be really talking about that as well, the pending collision between social media and marketing. But first, what I'd like to do is say thank you to my sponsor, WebEx, who's been a great sponsor of Marketing Voices now for a few months. So Chad, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks for having me.
Great. So what is this collision that you talk about between social media and marketing? Social media and mobile phones.
Sure. Well, at Organic, we're very excited about the future of social media. You know, we certainly see, you know, it's been a really nice ride the last 2 years of the explosion of user-generated content and the social media landscape that's been created with all this content that's out there. Well, at the same time, you know, everybody has really been waiting on the sidelines, watching mobile slowly grow in from a real marketing platform. It certainly has it's had a good run, but I think everyone is waiting for, you know, the big bang. And we think that a lot of social media destinations and social media tools and services are really going to help really create the next big thing. And, you know, for us, a lot of that, you know, we really do think that the launch pad is going to be location-based services.
So let's get right into it. What does the iPhone mean to this whole mobile marketing? What are you seeing?
Well, the iPhone is an extraordinary story. I think it's not something that was unexpected. You know, when people call this the phone for the rest of us, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, one thing in our world is that for us, we're not very surprised by it. But the reality, you know, we're surrounded by people who have BlackBerries with them every day or Trios or other types of smartphones. But the reality is that there's a huge part of the United States and the rest of the world that walk around with non-smartphones. You know, they walk around, you know, just look at the Motorola Razr population
right.
That's out there. And then what happens is that all of a sudden you have all of these people out there, and I don't know what the number is, but I think it's over 600,000 people now have this iPhone in front of them. All of a sudden these people now have keyboards, and now they're willing to talk or now talk with their thumbs a little bit more. They're starting to explore kind of what the mobile web looks like. They're curious. They're now into having more content on their phone in terms of music, in terms of video. And so now what's happening is that these people, they're becoming more content seekers, especially also with maps. So we, you know, for us, we think it's pretty exciting because now all of a sudden, you know, we're seeing an immediate demand from our clients. And, well, it's also not so much a demand as it is us getting in front of them and showing them, like, hey, there's so much more now what we can do with mobile. So, for example, you know, we're taking individual destinations and we're providing people with, you know, with data. So if somebody does a map search and they want to know exactly where to go, we're sending that data directly over to the Google Maps application so people can then use that application to go find the individual retailers or stores or you know, from our clients.
So what kind of campaigns are you specifically doing? You mentioned a little bit, but what companies are using, in your mind, mobile really effectively?
I think that the companies that are using traditional mobile marketing services the best are the media and the entertainment companies. These are the companies that they realize that you're going to see an ad for a particular property, and you're probably not going to remember, A, the name of the show, when it's on television, or what day it comes out in the movie theater. So what's happening is that you're getting a lot of companies that are just asking you to text in to their keyword and their short code, and then what happens is that maybe the day before the movie is released or the morning before a television show airs, you're getting a reminder. We call these mobile minders. And what's great about mobile minders is that they're providing you with a valuable service. They're providing you with a tool to remember to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden when your phone beeps and it's a message that says, hey, tune into NBC tonight at 9:00 to watch this show, all of a sudden you have a few things that go on in your head. First is you're reminded to, hey, let me set my DVR. B, I can now maybe forward this to a friend because I remember, oh, I wanted to watch this with so-and-so, so I'm going to send it to them. And C, it's a little social currency in your pocket. You know, you're going to now remember that something is going to be on television tonight, and you can bring something to the table in a conversation. And what's great about it is that this isn't a text message that says, reminder, you know, 15% sale at this particular store, or buy this soda, or something like this. This is a message that is, it's almost like a task that you would have on your phone from a calendar, a calendar reminder or something like that.
So how do you really incorporate sort of the older generation into this? I mean, I do think a lot of people, say 40 plus, are obviously pretty phone savvy. But what I've noticed in terms of statistics and marketing is not a lot of, 40 plus are doing a lot of, response in a sense to marketing campaigns on mobile.
Well, I'm finding now that there's more, it's funny, you talk about soccer moms, right? And everyone likes to talk about soccer moms as being these, like, this very interesting marketing segment. You know, they put maybe, they don't spend much time online, but, we certainly see the rise of soccer moms when it comes to casual games. And we're also starting to see a huge rise in soccer moms when it comes to smartphones. You have soccer moms now scheduling play dates, via text messages. They're talking to their kids. They're buying smartphones. They're buying tons of Trios. For some reason, we seem to see a lot of that. But what's also really interesting is that these people are understanding that they can do more when they're away from home. So older customers are starting to, now start looking into phones with keyboards. And we think that these people, they're probably a little bit more savvy than we give them credit for.
So how do you actually market to, say, the older gen?
Well, you got to look at, like, kind of like, what are their, what is it that they need? The same text message that says buy my product, okay, that doesn't work on a teen is certainly not going to work on an older audience. What you have to do is you really have to think about what kind of mobile service can I provide that's more of a role. How can I give them something that's of value as opposed to just trying to give them an advertisement? So we find, like, we've done programs in the past with Sprint and with the Food Network where we simply gave people an opportunity to move their shopping list from the computer directly to their phone. Or we're also giving them opportunities to find, anything from a store location and move that over to their phone. So we're trying to provide them with a little bit of convenience, and sometimes that convenience can go a long way. It's certainly not a very sophisticated technology. I mean, anybody can take something that's off a web page and move it to a mobile phone, but you got to remember that these people, they find value in that.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of convenience is value.
Mm-hmm. So what about Fortune 500 companies? I mean, what kind of applications are you seeing with them and what they're doing?
I think a lot of Fortune 500 companies right now are very, very focused on GPS. They're very focused on location-based services and understanding that there's a huge opportunity to help people find their services based on where they are. The biggest problem with location-based services is getting somebody to say where it is that they are. The biggest problem facing location-based services is that people don't know where they are to begin with. It's one thing if you're in your home area, so you know your zip code or you know where it is that you're standing. But a lot of phones don't have GPS or they don't have assisted GPS services, people can't figure out where it is that they're standing at the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening now is that GPS certainly answers that question and it gets over that hurdle. So right now, there's about three or four different BlackBerry models out there that have incorporated GPS. Nokia has put out a few GPS phones, but these are all very high-end smartphones. But Sprint has an incredible amount of phones that have GPS or GPS-based services that are tied to them. So what's happening now is that if you can get over the hurdle of helping people figure out where they are, then there's a whole world that opens to them in terms of, okay, this is where you're standing, and here are the services that my brand has that I can offer you right now. So think of all of these very simple tools such as store finders, ATM finders, transportation areas, the hotel chains. I mean, it's incredible because it's that easy to make these applications once we know where the consumer is.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about, this is not rocket surgery.
Yeah, no kidding. So what about challenges, though? I mean, what do you see as sort of key challenges that you face, both maybe in the application side and also maybe in technology?
No, I think the biggest challenge is, and, I'm definitely singing to the choir here is the carriers and the phone manufacturers. They are just constantly in battle in terms of what kind of features they can put in their phones, and then the carriers have to make decisions in terms of, do I want to be able to support these features? And what's happening is that the mobile industry is just holding the consumer back. You know, I would say that we're at least 3 to 4 years behind what our friends are doing in Europe. And if the phones could just get over it, just start allowing a lot of these phones on the network and supporting these services, you would see a tremendous jump in what it is that we, this new mobile lifestyle that we can have.
Okay, so Chad, thank you so much for being on Marketing Voices.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Great. So I've been talking to Chad Stoller, who's Executive Director of the Emerging Platforms for Organic, which is a digital marketing agency, and it's based in San Francisco, and his office is in other parts of the world. And for all my listeners, if you have any comments, please go to www.marketingvoices.com and put your comments there. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.